in other areas as well, but mostly in Washington. And this is a great issue for the Latino community. And lastly, we have the issue of education. Now, the community is looking to the public institutions in this state to provide the opportunities to our students, for the African-American students as well as the Latino students. We realize, as I spoke into the community, we've realized that for all the needs that are in the community, all the needs that require professional services, technical services, engineering, law, and so forth, the minority community, especially the Hispanic community, is looking to the public institutions to provide the opportunity for our students. I don't think anyone can argue that. Historically, the public institutions in the state have graduated most of the minority graduates that are now out in the community and providing for our communities, but it's not enough. And why do I say that? Well, for one thing, all minority communities are growing, but specifically, if you look at statistics, national as well as state statistics, you'll see that the Latino community is surging, both from immigration, but actually in reality, it's from the birth rates of citizens being born here in Illinois and nationally that is pushing that number higher and higher. It's a situation that all institutions, public and private, will have to deal with, will have to analyze, and then see how they can best integrate and provide opportunities for the community within their organizations. Let's look at the first slide. And I brought my wrong glasses. I brought my older glasses, so I have to cheat a little bit here and look at these papers here. But national statistics. First of all, I'm relying on the Pew report, which has a very active division that reports on Hispanic issues nationally. And what they're reporting as of 2012 is that the Latino community now is at 16.0, which is essentially 52 million people. The African-American community is at 13.6, and there are about 39 million individuals. So these are the two largest minority groups that nationally. Having said that, I looked at and have been asked actually by other individuals, is this sustainable? Is this trend going to continue? Well, I thought, well, the best thing to do is look at the median age of the groups. And this is very telling, because what this says to me is that the Hispanic community is very young. It's a very young community. We have an average age of 27 years. The African-American community is in the 30s, 37 years of age is the average mean age of that community. And the Caucasian is 42. So it's aging. What this tells us is that we have a very young, we have a very young Latino community that is gonna produce a very high rate of growth within their communities. The birth rate is going to continue and is going to accelerate, because in the main we have young people within the community marrying and so forth, having families. And as you know, traditionally Hispanic families tend to be larger than the average American family. So again, this trend that has set up, as you can see, the Latino community now is the majority and minority, kind of a strange word, but it is the majority now. And that trend is going to continue at least until the 2025 year. But I think it'll go even longer than that. I think with the new immigration bill that's before the Congress, we're going to have a whole slew of new citizens coming on. And they're also going to be coming forth as far as being able to be counted, which they're not at this time. Unfortunately, because of the community having difficulty counting those illegals, as they call them, or undocumented, as it's more popular in the media. These individuals now, once they become residents and citizens, will be counted fully in these numbers, and I think that's going to even cause a greater surge in the numbers. I also noted on this slide that the enrollment in the African-American community in schools is fresh.